Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. It seems there were some teachers in the church at Corinth who were teaching false doctrine about the return of Christ and the resurrection of the dead. You can read about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 5, where he mentions waiting on the return of the Lord, Paul is getting a preemptive push. He's laying some foundational work, which is that we should be eagerly awaiting the return of Christ. But don't forget the context of chapter 1, that we've been gifted, enriched with all we need while we wait, while we anticipate the return of Christ. In other words, we are to be working while we wait. We are to be employing these gifts, leaning into these gifts, letting these gifts be expressed through us until Christ comes. Do you have children that cannot watch something on the television and work at the same time? Their eyes glaze over and their mouths begin to open as they are fixated on the TV. They can't even walk out of the room without slowly craning their neck so that they can see the TV until the very last moment. Well, that's what happens to us as Christians sometimes. We can get so focused on one thing that we neglect the other. But our eagerly waiting for the Lord's return should compel us to use our gifts as a church. Here's the reality. Jesus will return, and all of his brothers and sisters will be taken up to be with him. And oh, what a glorious day that will be. But there will also be a division. People will be left behind. People will be left in their sin. People will be left to face the judgment of God apart from Christ. And it will be a most horrific day for them. And yet, we've been enriched in all speech and knowledge. We have the knowledge of the gospel in our hearts, and we have in Christ the words to express. While it's still called today, let's be about this task, church, even as we wait for Christ's return. As you pray today, please remember Charles and Mona Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Portuguese Cape Verdean LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Cape Verde.